Please be seated. Let's pray. Father God, you gave us your Son, Jesus Christ, so that we could have true life in you. Lord, we come to this time in our service where we recognize your Son for who he is. He is our Savior. You gave him to us that we might know you. Lord, we pray that you would be pleased with this time, that it would bring the glory and honor to you that you deserve. We pray it in Christ's name. Amen. Please turn with me in your Bibles to Philippians chapter 3. And as you're turning there, I want you to think about the answer to this question. How does sinful man become justified before a holy God? Man's response to this question is to do everything within his own power to make himself right before God. In verses 4 and 5 of Philippians 3, the Apostle Paul details his efforts to justify himself before his Creator. We read that Paul was justified. He was circumcised on the eighth day. He was a Jew from the tribe of Benjamin, and perhaps most significantly, as a Pharisee, he was extremely well educated in the law. Paul could say that he had done a lot. Few men in that Jewish culture in that day could make the same claims of personal piety that Paul could make. But it wasn't until after his conversion that Paul understood the standard that God uses to judge men. Follow along with me as I read verses 7 through 9 of Philippians 3. Paul writes, "But whatever things were gained to me, these things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, from whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them rubbish, so that I may gain Christ and may be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith." Paul recognized two things that came from his new identity in Christ. And the first of these was a personal, firsthand knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. We see in verse 8 that Paul values knowing Christ far above all other things. For the Christian, there is a fellowship, an intimate relationship with Jesus that is more fulfilling, more satisfying, more gratifying than any other thing in this world. To Paul, all worldly prestige is like repulsive garbage when it's compared to Jesus Christ. Also, Paul recognized the new standing that a Christian has before a holy God. Prior to knowing Christ, Paul was accustomed to elevating himself through his own works and his own deeds. And he did this by following every letter of the Jewish law that he knew and understood. But verse 9 tells us that after coming to know Christ, Paul had a righteousness that was conferred onto him by God. That righteousness was conferred onto him by God because he had placed his confidence and trust in the saving work of Jesus Christ at the cross. This righteousness is significant. It's the only righteousness that qualifies a man to be in relationship with a holy God. A man must possess this and only this kind of righteousness if he wishes to have a right standing before God. Any other righteousness, whether it's man-made, fabricated, manufactured of any kind, is simply inadequate in God's eyes. Following the law was never intended to make a man righteous in God's sight. It simply can't. The purpose of the law is to show us our need for a Savior. The law shows us the holiness of God because the standard of the law is so high. It shows us our sin because of our own inability to keep that law. And it shows us Jesus Christ is the only solution to our problem of sin. If you're here today and you know that your life bears witness to the fact that you recognize your debt of sin before a holy God, and you have placed yourself and your confidence and your trust in the finished work of Jesus on the cross, would you join us in communion? Take the elements, and as you hold them, ponder the goodness of God, that he would confer the righteousness of Jesus onto you, so that you could have a right standing and a right position before a holy God. If you're here today and you believe that your own good works and your own good deeds and following the law can save you, You need to know this, that God's word tells you that that isn't going to happen. That's God's testimony for us. His standard of righteousness is too high for any of us to attain. It's much higher than any of us could ever hope to muster. So as the bread and the juice come to you, simply pass them by. This is a time for Christians to celebrate what Jesus has done on their behalf. But if you have questions about any of this or anything else that you'll hear today, please seek me out or any of the other elders after the service, and we would love to hear from you, and we would love to speak with you more about what God's word says about how you can have the righteousness that is essential for a right standing before God. The men are going to come forward and serve us. Take the elements on your own, and SMED will close our time in prayer.